We're about to get chaotic. Award-winning performer and everyone's favourite hypnotist, Matt Hale, is bringing not one, but two experiences to Fringe World this year. He's here this morning and promised that he will not hypnotise me. Matt Hale, good morning.
Good morning. Way too early to start hypnotising anyone, hey?
No way. I feel like every time that I send an email to you and your people now, I have to specify that just in case.
Oh yeah, you just in case I click on or something.
Don't say any words, you'll trigger me. Now, this is exciting that you're here at 7:15 in the morning,
yeah,
because you were out clubbing all night last night.
Yeah, we actually launched the Club Gnosis Experience, which is my very kind of niche DJ project. I mesh my DJ background and my knowledge of the mind together to create this one-hour guided visualization to house music. So, yeah, we actually debuted that last night, and we have run it out over the last couple of years, just only a very few handful of times to test the concept. But we're very lucky to get some funding from City of Stirling to build that out even bigger. And so we've made it a much more immersive experience with silent disco headphones,
yeah,
so everyone really feels like they're in their own little zone. And also we've got custom visuals which complement everything. That's from DJ Endorse, who's put those together. So
Is there anything that you can't do at this point? Because I feel like last time you were here, you were our guest selector for Pickapod. You've done podcasts, obviously you're a performer, you're a hypnotist, you do so many other things, and you also revealed to us last time you were on Breakfast that you used to be a DJ in Ibiza. So
yes, and that's kind of weird. Like it seems like a lifetime ago, but that music and those DJ roots never left me. I actually started DJing when I was 15. So I'm a vinyl.
We're gonna have to
tragic
get you to do a Friday mix.
Yeah, I should do. I'd love to come in and do one of those. Actually, yeah. So it's I'm mixed up all the time still.
Yeah, there's something quite meditative, or maybe it's the repetitive nature of house music, and it kind of does put you in a trance, which feels like it fits in nice.
Yeah, well, this is exactly it. You know, this is where it came from. You know, all the years I was DJing, you'd see people, you know, let's say lose themselves in the music, trance out in the music. You know, and we don't necessarily need to say it's got to be trance music to trance out. Yeah, the repetitive of the beats, you know, and just that thing of music creates so much emotion and feelings and memories, and you can just kind of tune out and just thoroughly, you know, like be in your own little zone. So, you know, with that happening kind of accidentally when you take the dance floor and really embrace the music, you know, my thought was, well, why don't I actually lead that into happening, you know, on purpose. So and so the Club Gnosis Experience is the product of that, and it's a very uplifting hour. It's very euphoric. A lot of people say afterwards it's like a whole night of clubbing in 60 minutes, I tie a lot of good feelings, good memories. We elevate those feelings, time to certain bits of the music, and it's an experience that happens on the dance floor. Of course,
it's great. Inhibitions are low, everyone's sort of in their own little world with their own headset going on. It's like participation, but in a way where you don't have to stand on stage or worry about clucking like a chicken. Everybody's
involved. That's
right.
Yeah, well, as you know, my hypnosis shows have always been 100% chicken free anyway, so
good.
That's always the guarantee. But no, this is like as far removed from a hypnosis show as possible. I mean, like I said, it's not really hypnosis involved. It's just about my knowledge of the mind meshing together with how we can guide your imagination. But yeah, there's no stage, there's no people participating outside of everybody's a player in this venue. You know, it's the whole venue is the stage, I guess.
And so then in terms of the actual music that people are hearing, it's all been curated by yourself. What kind of stuff have you lined up?
I meshed some absolute kind of club classics, which everyone will know and love, whether it's 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and will kind of really elicit some of those kind of like, oh my goodness, I remember where I was when I first heard this, or we used to bang this out. But then, of course, you know, I play up front most of the time, so so there's a ton of upfront stuff in there, but everything in it has been handpicked to fit into this hour, with certain things tied to it to do with the mind, as in I want to elicit certain feelings and certain actions and motions, and you know, an elevation of mood to certain pieces.
So the first one was last night. How were people sort of once they took the headphones off and started to exit? Did everybody look like a little bit calmer and a little bit more relaxed?
Well it's kind of almost the opposite. A bit like really pumped up.
Great.
It's a pretty by the end of it, it really is a a feeling of elation, I guess. So it's very joyful. It's very upbeat. It's, you know, we're kind of 126 BPM for pretty much most of the hour. And, you know, it all comes round full circle. And, of course, we bang out another couple of tunes afterwards just to keep everyone just vibing on the way out.
We're speaking with Matt Hale this morning. A couple of different Fringe experiences to get you through Fringe World this year. We've just been speaking about the Club Gnosis experience, house music guided visualization. It's like your own person silent disco soundtracked by Matt Hale, who, if you didn't know, is also a DJ in like a very special secret room at the State Theatre.
Yeah.
You've got till the 25th of January to get yourself down. It's like a little exclusive club in there.
Yeah, yeah. So it is literally only on 5 nights. We've kind of decked this place out, and you know, and the massive screen we have, and that with that really helps. Basically, we get people to kind of embrace the visuals as well. So sometimes it's eyes closed, sometimes it's eyes open. When you open those eyes and you have these incredible visuals coming at you, it's just a full immersive experience.
What a fun, safe space. Now, the other show that you have this year is Absolute Chaos. Last year was bonkers.
Yes.
What could possibly in store for Absolute Chaos?
Well, last year was just so ridiculously silly, and everyone was like, Matt, we're on board with this after the crazy year we've had. And guess what? We had another crazy year, so we had to take it up another level. And so Absolute Chaos kind of builds on bonkers last year, where I really got the crowd involved. Like, you know, obviously I can only take about 20 people onto the stage every night, and there's always more people who want to take part. But the audience are so such a big part of the show, because, you know, there's cheering, there's chanting, there's clapping, there's whooping, there's so much that the audience that are on board with. So, you know, I really try and involve the audience a lot during the show, and I, you know, I kind of actually cue in some of our volunteers on stage to engage the audience as well, which is really fun. So it's a very high energy, upbeat, and I'd say it's quite a bit of a party of a show, even though it's a Hypnosis show.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I've literally written down here, like, it's the party vibe from Club Gnosis continues into this show as well, in Absolute Chaos, because both shows are super high energy and super interesting. I've already seen online some interesting visuals surface from Absolute Chaos. Everyone's wearing masks, but kind of a different variety.
Look, wait, this is really interesting. Okay, we actually had a little issue with our product procurement this year, where we actually unboxed our customised face masks, and they actually weren't customised face masks as we now refer to face masks.
Sure.
They're actually cardboard cut-out face masks.
It's your face without the eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, so
that's terrifying.
Yeah, so when you ask for something, customised with your face on it as a face mask, you need to make sure you specify the right type of face mask. So actually, we had one night the other night, we're like, what am I going to do with 1,000 of these? So we actually gave them to the whole audience for one night only to wear. So we've got some really funny footage of that. But actually, every night, I've saved a few for every night.
Great.
So there's a few people get a chance to kind of like dance around
to
like a
you.
Crazy person. Yeah. Yeah. And then go and unlock my phone with Face ID with my face mask.
I've never actually thought about that. Look, a mask that definitely won't protect you from any nasties out in the air, but will, you know, give you or maybe somebody around you a laugh or a scare, depending.
Yeah. Hey, and we had something really nice happen as well 2 days ago. We actually just won a Fringe World Award for the show as well, which is great, because I always say, look, this show doesn't happen without the people taking part on stage. You know, I kind of literally guide the crazy traffic as it goes on, but this is a show built on the public, so I've got to say thanks to the public.
Yeah, big kudos. Already won a Fringe Weekly Award, which if you weren't convinced enough already, which of course you were, that's definitely the final nail. Like I said, Matt Hale, 2 shows this year. You can go and see the Club Gnosis Experience till the 25th of Jan at the State Theatre, very special secret room. Or if you're coming along to Absolute Chaos, a couple of different venues, lots of different dates between now and Feb 13. So regardless of where you are, there should be somewhere for you to slot in.
Yeah, so we've got half of our run at the State Theatre, which has been amazing in their State of Play program.
Yeah.
They've got incredible program to check out, very diverse. And then we also go to Rekabyte, of course. Now, Rekabyte Hall is an incredible venue as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to do half the run there. And of course, you know I love my Scarborough where I live.
Yes.
So we always have to sneak a couple of shows into Scarborough. So there are a couple of random shows in Scarborough as well.
Oh, so good. All the details through the Fringe World website. We'll pop a link up at our website as well. Matt Hale, always a pleasure on Breakfast.
Oh, really nice. It's so nice to see you.